then. The house became a different organism altogether. And from that to the wildfire organism was but a single step, a single leap of the imagination. Well, Stone would at least be interested. He glanced at the clock. 2200 hours, getting on toward midnight. He hurried to dress. He took out a new paper suit and slipped his feet in. The paper was cool against his bare flesh. And then suddenly it was warm. A strange sensation. He finished dressing, stood and zipped up the one-piece suit. As he left, he looked once again at the clock. 22:10. Oh, Christ, he thought. It had happened again. And this time for 10 minutes. What had gone on? He couldn't remember. But it was 10 minutes gone. Disappeared while he had dressed. An action that shouldn't have taken more than 30 seconds. It was terrifying. For a moment, he considered telling the others, then shook his head. He'd be all right. It wouldn't happen again. He was going to be just fine. He stood. He'd been on his way to see Stone, to talk to Stone about something. Something important and exciting. He paused. He couldn't remember. The idea, the image, the excitement was gone. Vanished, erased from his mind. They met again at midnight in the same room, in the same way. Stone glanced at the others and saw that they were tired. No one, including himself, was getting enough sleep. "We're going at this too hard," he said. "We don't need to work around the clock, and we shouldn't do so. Tired men will make mistakes." The team agreed to get at least 6 hours sleep in each 24-hour period. That seemed reasonable. Since there were no problem on the surface, the infection at Piedmont had been halted by the atomic bomb. Their belief might never have been altered had not Levitt suggested that they file for a code name. Levitt stated that they had an organism and that it required a code. The others agreed. In a corner of the room stood the scrambler typewriter. It had been clattering all day long, typing out material sent in from the outside. No one had really bothered to look at the input since their arrival on Level 5. They were all too busy. Besides, most of the input had been routine military dispatches that were sent to Wildfire but did not concern it. Stone went to the typewriter and printed out his message. There followed a long pause. The scrambler telephone hummed and clicked but printed nothing. Then the typewriter began to spit out a message on a long roll of paper. "Opening new category classification according to ICDA standard reference code for your organism will be Andromeda code will read out Andromeda strain." Stone typed back. "Understand coding as Andromeda strain. Accepted. End message transmitted." "Well," Stone said, "that's that." Burton had been looking over the sheaves of paper behind the teleprinter. The teleprinter wrote its messages out on a long roll of paper which fell into a box. There were dozens of yards of paper that no one had looked at. Silently, he read a single message, tore it from the rest of the strip, and handed it to Stone. "Transmit to all stations, classification top secret, request for directive 712 received, authority primary man check Arthur Major USA, in closed session, this directive has not been acted upon. Final decision has been postponed 24 to 48 hours. Alternative troop deployment according to directive 711 now in effect." The team stared at the message in disbelief. No one said anything for a long time.